This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, reaching then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The United States and Brazil together make up more than a third of the deaths. The number of infections is more than 27.8 globally. India reported another record spike of 95,735 new coronavirus infections within a 24-hour period as the virus spreads beyond its major cities. It has the second highest caseload in the world behind the United States, which also has the highest number of deaths. India comes in third behind Brazil in the number of deaths. Its health ministry said the surge in new infections is due to ramping up daily testing. However, experts caution that India's outbreak is entering a more dangerous phase as the virus spreads to smaller towns and villages. The National Institutes of Health director is telling Congress that AstraZeneca's suspension of its COVID-19 vaccine study shows there will be no compromises on safety in developing the shots. AstraZeneca has put on hold its late-stage studies in the U.S. and other countries while it investigates if a British volunteer's potentially unexplained illness is related to vaccination or a coincidence. NIH Chief Dr. Francis Collins pledged that science will be behind decisions if and when any COVID-19 vaccine is good enough for widespread use. AstraZeneca's shot is one of three vaccines in late-stage testing in the U.S. Teachers in at least three states have died after bouts with the coronavirus since the dawn of the new school year. A teachers' union leader worries that the return to in-person classes will have a deadly impact across the U.S. if proper precautions are not taken. One 34-year-old teacher in the U.S. state of Missouri died Sunday. A 28-year-old third grader died in the state of South Carolina